Greetings, friends. Our theme for this first Sunday of Lent will be an exploration of Jesus' words in Matthew 6, verse 21, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And we'll look at this together with the story in Luke's Gospel of Jesus' interaction with the rich young man. But to begin the morning, I invite you to quieten your minds and hearts by praying these simple lines after me, which will be followed by a few minutes of quiet prayer before I introduce our theme for the morning. So let's close our eyes. Allow ourselves to become quiet, soft and open. And please repeat after me, either verbally or just quietly in your heart, each of these lines. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Lord, we come to open our hearts to receive you afresh this morning and to hear what you have to say to our hearts. We invite you to speak your light and truth into our beings so that we can awaken in more depth to the beauty of your presence and be transformed by your heart of love. Amen. The season of Lent in the Christian liturgical tradition is a season where we choose to enter the wilderness for 40 days as Jesus did. And during this time, many of us choose to fast and pray as Jesus did in the wilderness. But as a time of preparing our hearts for Easter, and this fasting can vary widely from giving up chocolate, caffeine or wine to more stringent fasting. And in his Lenten address this year, Pope Francis said, "The path of poverty and self-denial in the form of fasting, concern and loving care for the poor through giving, and childlike dialogue with the Father through prayer make it possible for us to live lives of sincere faith, living hope, and effective charity." That's a beautiful summary of the intention that we bring to this Lenten season. I'll read that again. The path of poverty and self-denial in the form of fasting, concern and loving care for the poor through giving, and childlike dialogue with the Father through prayer make it possible for us to live lives of sincere faith, living hope, and effective charity. He went on to describe fasting as including being freed from all that weighs us down. Freed from all that weighs us down. And for many of us, our backgrounds have turned fasting and Lent into something that feels heavy and duteous. Or for some of us, it can be a kind of a badge of honor and give us a sense of righteous satisfaction. Or it may be like a New Year's resolution to be a better person from now on. But Pope Francis's approach to the idea of fasting and Lent is an invitation to lightness, freedom, open-hearted and open-handed living. But today I want to explore what this lightness and freedom could mean and to link this with prayer and with giving. If we look deeply at what this time in the Lenten wilderness invites us into, it is to come to recognize what it is that weighs us down so that we can be freed from it. And to be able to recognize this, we need to ask ourselves what it is that our lives are truly about. What are we orienting our lives around? Or allowing our lives to be oriented around? We don't necessarily choose this, but somehow there's an automaticity in what our lives are revolving around. In Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21, Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is really key. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And many of us have the intention of giving our hearts to God, or to live selflessly with the interest of others at heart. These are very real intentions. I'd like to invite you to do a brief reflection with me. In the last week, just think back to what have your thoughts mostly been preoccupied with. Where have you mostly invested your time and energy? What has occupied your thoughts and emotions? What has had the power to upset you? What has felt heavy? These give us a clue as to where our hearts have been. I don't ask this in order to lay a guilt trip on any of us, more as a mirror of recognition of where our treasure lies, where our heart lies, what it is that is weighing us down. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now I want to turn here to read the story of Jesus' interaction with the rich young man, but I encourage you to read this passage reflectively for yourself before I continue talking. So I'll end this introductory part of the talk now, and I invite you to read this passage through slowly 2 or 3 times. And really allow yourself to use your imagination to enter into the story as you read it, and open your heart to prayerfully hear what the Spirit might be saying to you through this story.